K-State Nation. This is the Purple Project Podcast on the second weekend in December. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPPD edition of the podcast, baby, where, of course, it's all about Kansas State University, what's going on in Kansas State Wildcats land. If you're new to the podcast, that's what we're all about. If you've been a follower for quite some time or from the beginning, you know how we do it. Obviously, news from around K-State land. This obviously was today, sticking with football here for the Cats, as five Wildcats got recognized by the AP this week, led by sophomores Felix Anduke Uzama and offensive lineman Cooper Beebe. On the first team, K-State had five players earn all Big 12 honors from the Associated Press. As the organization announced, first and second teams back on Thursday. In addition to that, two first-teamers, sophomore Deuce Vaughn and junior Malik Knowles, all-purpose, and then, of course, senior Russ Yeast were on the second team. It was the second consecutive season that Vaughn landed on the AP second team, while the other four players were honored for the first time in their K-State careers. And Duke Uzama enters the postseason ranked first in the nation in forced fumbles with six, while he is ninth in the nation and second in the Big 12 in sacks with 11, and second in the Big 12 in tackles for a loss. That's 14 and a half. Also a first team all Big 12 selection by the league coaches, and Duke Uzama tied a school record with four sacks against TCU. I was there. That should have been a breaker. That should have been five, but whatever. He is a half sack shy of tying the school record for sacks as he enters the Tax Act Texas Bowl, tied for the second record, for the school record in forced fumbles. So he's going to look to do that against Max Johnson and the LSU Tigers January 4th there. Cooper Beebe, a native of Kansas City, Kansas, not Missouri. He is the only underclassman on the AP's first or second team as an offensive lineman, as the other nine spots are comprised of seven seniors and two juniors. Beebe started in all 12 regular season games at left tackle, but was very versatile enough to fill in at right guard at times throughout this year. Deuce Vaughn enters the Tax Act Texas Bowl ranked eighth in school history in single-season rushing yards with 1,258. While he enters the postseason as one of the only two players in the nation with at least 1,000 yards rushing and 400 yards receiving this year. Obviously, we go to Yeast now, who transferred from Louisville for this year. Leads the Big 12 in passes defended with 13, which includes three interceptions, to rank second in the Big 12. Knowles was voted as an all-purpose player due to his work as a wide receiver, in addition to his kickoff return abilities. As he enters the postseason, the Tax Act Texas Bowl against LSU, ranked fifth in the nation and tops in the Big 12 with a 32.9 yard average per kickoff, which includes a pair of touchdowns here this season. Obviously, I already mentioned K-State LSU January 4th on ESPN in prime time. That's 8 Central time, folks. And that's going to be the only game going on. Obviously, we began our talks about that on the weekly edition of the podcast, episode 74, which came out yesterday. Have not checked it out. Get on that as well as some other episodes as well. So much good content over the past month on the Pro Project Podcast. You don't want to miss out on any of that as well. And here for future reference, anyways, I'm trying to put together a little something leading up to the LSU game on January 4th, 2022. And we'll definitely discuss this on the weekly, a lot more coverage breakdown of the position matchups and things like that. So kind of just keep you guys on interest in that, along with basketball as well. So a lot to come on the Pro Project Podcast, but five of our guys on the football team this year, 7-5 K-State Wildcats, were recognized by the AP. Cooper Beebe, being one of those, obviously. Felix Nduke, Uzama, Rashis, Malik Knowles, and Deuce Vaughn. So congratulations once again to those guys, and we'll see. We'll definitely see all of them, and hopefully Skylar Thompson on January 4th against LSU in the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Too many T's there. A little Asian here on the Purple Project Podcast, which this is a alliteration podcast as well. So again, congratulations to those five guys here as they begin preparations for LSU. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, and a couple more outlets out there as well. You're a K-State fan, K-State alumni, or a big college football fan, you definitely want to continue to be a subscriber to this podcast as well. Kind of one of the, I would probably say, in my opinion, still the hidden gem here in Manhattan, Kansas. Obviously, you have maybe, obviously, the Power Cat podcast, which is another alliteration podcast, which is definitely a good one. There's another one out there that I forgot their name. Sorry, I apologize in advance. There's another one that a lot of people like as well, but this one is getting hidden in there somewhere. But we're definitely going to be getting our recognition here soon as well. So definitely spread the word. Tell your friends about the Purple Project Podcast. For right now, that's it. For right now, Eddie Greer here. Appreciate you guys once again for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to you next time.